Israeli troops kill aid activists. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Israel is facing a storm of international criticism following its killing of aid volunteers in international waters on May the 31st. Israeli commandos boarded a Turkish ship in the Mediterranean that was filled with aid for Palestinians in Gaza. The troops slid down ropes from helicopters, and the fighting that followed led to at least 10 fatalities. The ship was carrying 600 activists from all over the world. Those on board say the activists were largely unarmed civilians. They included Northern Ireland's Mairéad Corrigan Maguire, who won the 1976 Nobel Peace Prize, and politicians from many countries. The ship was part of a flotilla trying to break an Israeli blockade to give Gazans food and aid supplies. The confrontation took place 80 miles off the Gaza coast. Israel's military was quick to defend its actions. A spokesperson said, "The demonstrators on board attacked the naval personnel with live fire and light weaponry, including knives and clubs. Additionally, one of the weapons used was grabbed from an IDF soldier. The demonstrators had clearly prepared their weapons in advance for this specific purpose." Israel's Trade and Industry Minister, Binyamin Ben-Eliezer, expressed his regret. "The images are certainly not pleasant. I can only voice regret at all the fatalities," he said. Israeli journalist Amos Harel from the Haaretz newspaper went further. He wrote of the seriousness of Israel's actions, saying, "The damage that Israel has caused itself internationally can hardly be exaggerated."